This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Yuvraj.
And this is how Jeff Sandu would sound like.
It is how Jeff Sandu would sound like. We are here all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with our show, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're talking today about the idea of digital detoxes. We've kind of mentioned it a few times here on the show, and we've kind of espoused its values and how good it is, and it turns out that perhaps some of this talk is not necessarily entirely accurate. But what we're asking is, have you tried going on a digital detox, and have you felt any benefit, you know, afterwards? You know, let us know. So that's what we're starting off with. And then, if you're a lonely, sad little person, Arvind has a pill to pick you up. Not one of those pills. It is an entire new set of research.
It's a new pill.
A new pill that we'll be talking about very shortly. Story number three, a superhero belt that can help keep robots away.
Yeah, so apparently that's what we need now.
It's funny because last night I was watching Unbreakable, so I was thinking all about superheroes. That film does not age well, by the way. Story number four. Sorry, you have reached your fake news limit. All about how WhatsApp will be starting to limit a certain thing, which could be beneficial for a lot of us, I think, instead of getting all those messages in the morning. Anyway, right. With New Year's resolutions in full swing, of course, a lot of people have chosen to cut down on their tech use, or for some people, they've given it up altogether. The idea and the popularity of things like digital detoxes is encouraged by a whole bunch of negative findings about the effects of technology use, alongside claims that such actions can help reduce stress and help people become more, words I hate, present and compassionate. But frequent use of technology and social media isn't necessarily a problem in and by itself. Despite reported claims, there's currently little scientific evidence that digital detox have actual benefits. In fact, giving up your devices completely could have its own negative consequences. One of the reasons that digital detoxes seems good for us is the misconception that all technology is inherently harmful. I'm sure this is something that Matt will probably agree with as well. So there are numerous studies that link excessive technology use with poorer sleep, increased depressive symptoms, and higher levels of anxiety. The thing is, though, we cannot tell if these people are depressed because they use social media, or they are, or social media is depressing them when they ask for tests. You know, these tests are not accurate. Studies that rely on people self-reporting, of course, get inaccurate information. I think that's part of the problem. And research often tends to treat all technology as equal. But if you think about it logically, mindlessly scrolling through Instagram is very different to chatting on, you know, WhatsApp or using a fitness tracker. So the idea is that withdrawal from social media can have adverse consequences such as lower satisfaction, boredom, and feelings of social pressure and fear. These are all, we're trying to balance out this whole digital detox idea and kind of get where some of you guys and some of us here in the studio might sit in this discussion. Jeff.
Well, me.
Okay. I'm going to go to you first because I could see you were like, nah. Right, let's hear from you first.
No, because I've been labeled, apparently I'm addicted to my smartphone. I think Lynn and the Health and Living show did a show on me with Dr. George. Trying to dissect me and to understand, am I actually addicted to my phone and stuff? So I'm not addicted to my phone, but I have done some things along the lines of digital detox. So I've kind of like signed out of Facebook on my phone. I can't seem to delete the app entirely on my phone.
Did you sign out because of what the findings that they...
No. So it was nothing to do with what Facebook is doing with my data and stuff like that. It was just something that I thought, you know, Facebook is just becoming annoying because I have this thing where I need to clear all messages on my phone when I see my phone, or even on emails, right? I have to make sure that my inbox is clear. I'm just that type of an individual. So on my phone, Facebook was the only one that keeps popping up with silly notifications about, oh, this friend just posted this thing, this friend liked something, and I was just being annoyed, so I kind of just like, you know, signed out of Facebook completely. It's been about a year now since I don't have Facebook on my phone. I do check Facebook once in a while on my desktop, and that's like more like once in a month kind of thing, and I don't find anything relevant even if I do go on Facebook. I found it to be a lot better, simply because Facebook was just being annoying. But when it comes to WhatsApp or Instagram, because I love photography, so I still need Instagram to just sort of see what's been going around, what are some of my favorite photographers are taking and stuff. And recently, a lot of them have been to Palawan in Philippines, and my God, it's beautiful over there. But I don't think it is sort of beneficial if you completely just, you know, ditch your phone and be in this caveman type of era, because we live in such a modern society. The reason for having these kind of things is that you are able to connect to your loved ones a lot better. It's just how we use it is the issue. If you're playing, you know, your phone in the middle of the night, then yes, it's going to interrupt your sleep. Then yes, you are going to be, you know, feeling a little bit, you know, I guess not motivated to go to work the next day because you only had maybe a couple of hours of sleep. Why? Because you're playing mobile games on your phone or you're scrolling through Instagram and Facebook endlessly. And we know the damages it has in terms of the blue light that your phone emits. Despite all the blue light filter on your iOS or Android phones, that's not going to help you to get a better sleep. So even if you were reading a book till way past, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, you are still going to feel, you know, a little bit lethargic to go to come to work the next day. So it's not entirely on the phone. It's just more of like your usage of it, your behavior on it. What are you using it for? If you're using it excessively, then it's not very good.
I think it's like fast food. It's like a little bit of fast food is not bad, but if you have fast food like every day, then it's your problem. You know, it's not the fast food's fault if you cannot control your diet, right?
The same thing. The fast food's in your face.
In
all
your
the
face,
time.
Yeah, yeah. Your fast food's in your pocket. For me, it's the same. It's like I'm like you. I mean, Facebook, I didn't find anything interesting. It was annoying. Too many notifications. Too many ads in their videos. So I stopped using Facebook. Instagram, I've stopped using, I think, not stop using, I've slowed down a lot in the last couple of months, mainly because I found out that it became a habit. So even when I'm when I get a bit bored, I'm waiting for something, it's like, you know, just 5 minutes in between, I'll pull out my phone and go on Instagram and I just start scrolling. So I figured it was not healthy. I'm like, this is not a good habit, so I want to slow down, and then maybe I'll start getting back into checking Instagram regularly. But I need to slow down in the habit of always checking Instagram whenever I have like even a minute or two in between. So it became a bad habit. So for me, that's what I did. I don't think it's a detox because I don't consciously do it. I'm not like, no, I cannot check it at all throughout the day. If I need to check it, if I'm bored, I will check it. But I made the conscious decision to not always look at Instagram when I have a bit of waiting time.
Okay, so when I decided to do this story this morning, I was thinking about, you know, the last time that I completely disconnected. And I honestly couldn't think of the last time that I was completely disconnected. The only times recently have been when I've been on a flight. And then when I'm on that flight, I'm thinking to myself, how do I get data on this flight? And then, of course, you know, the airline's popping up saying
free Wi-Fi and free this.
Yeah. And it's at that point that you realize that, hang on a minute, you know, that need to be constantly connected is clearly unhealthy. And then to go back to something that you just touched upon earlier on about, you know, going on holiday and going to Palawan and living like a caveman, all that kind of stuff. I've noticed that when I do go away on a holiday somewhere and I am kind of to a degree disconnected, I love it. But when I get back, it's like, what do I need to catch up on? You know, what news?
I'm just lost, yeah.
Yeah, what news have I missed? And then you come into the office and people are talking about, have you seen the video of this? And have you seen it? Yeah. And it's just like this, it seems to be a constant kind of catch up.
Yeah, it's like the egg thing. So I didn't go on Instagram often.
No, I'm just kidding.
So I think I went onto Instagram 2 days after the egg thing happened, and then it was just full of eggs. And you know, when you go to the search menu, you get like eggs here, eggs there. And I had no idea what was happening. And I think I had to ask Jeff. I had to go like, why is my feed full of eggs? Like, what happened with the egg?
Apparently, there's a new one. There's a black egg that's trying to break the world record now. Don't think it's that
type. Really?
Thing,
but no.
Just done. Keeping you all up to date, you know, since you guys are doing a detox.
Okay, folks, so that's the discussion that we're having right now. You know, digital detoxes, have you tried it? Has it worked for you? If not, you know, let us know. And if it has worked, let us know as well. Do you feel as though, you know, you're a little bit edgy when you can't get the data that you need? Do you feel refreshed when you're not constantly connected? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music coming up now. It is Stone Temple Pilots with Plush here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.